Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for 15 March 2021. And over the weekend, Rookie, we learned that marvelous Marvin Hagler has passed away. I didn't see this until this morning. Kind of taken by surprise, but it brought back a lot of memories as soon as you hear his name. And so I want to ask you about some boxing, because Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Thomas Hearns, Sugar Ray Leonard,
Roberto Duran,
the other middleweight of the 80s. These guys were, they fought each other all the time. They were the top fight. There was great, great, great boxing.
It was must-see TV when those guys laced up the mitts.
It really was. It was fantastic. Of course, Sugar Ray Leonard was probably the most popular of that group.
Without a doubt.
He being the Olympic champion and everything, and then goes on to a stellar career in the pro game. But when you look at it, I think Marvin Hagler, as good as he was probably the least respected out of that group for some reason. I don't know why, because the dude was, he was amazing.
He was a great boxer. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
He defended his title like 14 times or something like that, and, you know, won 12 times he defended his title. And then the fight that he lost, the Sugar Ray fight in 1987, he lost the decision, and he was so upset about it, he thought that the fix was in, that the fight was stolen from him, and he never fought again. He was so disappointed, he never fought. In fact, he left the country. He went and, like, moved to France.
He went to Italy and became an actor. Yeah.
But, I mean, I've seen that fight, I don't know how many times, because we used to have it on tape, and I've watched it at least a dozen times. And I used to score it. I used to score the fight. You know, they use the old 10-point must system. Whoever you think wins the round, you give them 10 points. The loser of the round gets 9 points, unless he was really beaten in the round, like he was knocked down or something, then he would get 8 or something less than 9. But usually it goes 10-9. And I've scored that fight I don't know how many times, and Hagler always came out the winner.
Well, most people believe that he came out the winner.
But he didn't win the fight.
No. You know, Sugar Ray was the darling, as you said, was the favorite. And, whether the fix was in or whatever, you know, there always seems to be the fix is in boxing. But he was the darling. People loved him. He was a celebrity. And people go back to that and say there's no doubt that Marvelous Marvin Hagler won that fight. And it's too bad it sent him into an early retirement.
It did. It did indeed. But it got me thinking, too, that probably the Leonard Hagler fight was one of my favorites. The Hagler Hearns fight, although much shorter, was just unbelievably filled with action.
The one they call the war?
Yeah. I actually tweeted, or pardon me, put on our Facebook page today a link to round one of that fight. And some call it the best 3 minutes in sports history. It was unbelievable, the pace at which they were fighting in the first round. It was like the 15th round or something of a fight where two guys were desperate to try to win the. These guys came out swinging like crazy in the first round. It's unbelievable. I went back and watched it, and it is crazy. But there were some great, great fights, and I remember those. And then later on, when Tyson came along, some of his great, but it just reminded me of that era of boxing when it used to be on free TV. You could watch it anytime. But there were some larger-than-life characters at the time, too.
Well, they were boxing in general was full of characters at that time. You know, talking about the four guys, talking about, and the nicknames are great. Thomas the Hitman Hearns, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, who just looked menacing, bald head, goatee, looked bad to the bone. Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, you know, involved in one of the most infamous fights as well. No Mas, when he wouldn't come out of the corner. But then you know, that was at Don King's heyday. As well as a promoter, and Bob Arum as a promoter, Top Rank Boxing. And those two guys had their own little rivalry out of the ring, you know. Right. Boxing was at its heyday.
Yeah, I forgot about that. King and Arum, those are the two biggest names for sure. And they took it to where it was. They took it to where it got to. And then they even took it beyond that into the pay-per-view era. But before that, there was just some, and I remember the that Hagler-Hearns fight, I remember from Sports Illustrated, after that fight, the cover of Hagler, and I think it just said Marvelous on there as the cover. But inside, and I told you, I've said this time and again, how I used to have all these pictures that just covered my walls in my bedroom from Sports Illustrated. And I remember one of them after that fight where Hagler had just smacked Hearns, and Hearns' head is off to the side, and there's sweat just flying off his head in all different directions. I'm like, man, that is such a great... You know, some of those things, it's just etched in my memory. It's too bad. I mean, he passed at just 66 years of age. I don't even know what the cause of death was, but it's a sad sad story I read.
I don't even know if they've said. You know, and in later years after that, obviously, when you mentioned Mike Tyson and some of the heavyweights and, you know, George Foreman, Buster Douglas, Spinks...
Spinks brothers again, yeah. Olympic champions.
Right, great time for boxing as well. Boxing is nowhere near what it used to be. It's been overtaken, obviously, by UFC, MMA, all that stuff. It's been taken over. I'm not even sure I could name a handful of boxers today. It certainly wasn't like it was back in the day, as we like to say. It seems to be a lost sport. A sport that a lot of people are uninterested in right now.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate, but yeah, there was a golden era of it for sure. And if you're too young to remember that, the great thing about YouTube is all you got to do is dial it up and you'll be able to find it.
I was just going to say that you got to go back. This is why YouTube is around, to go watch fights like Hearns, Hagler, Sugar Ray, Hagler, and all that stuff. That's the beauty of YouTube TV, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and you can watch everything there, as you find out. So go do it. Check it out if you want to see a great one in Marvin Hagler. All right, Rook, have a great rest of your day. And hopefully you'll want to join us each and every Monday through Friday. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts sharp at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.